In our last segment, we ran short of time, and so I didn't quite finish what I was saying. But the term "they cannot buy or sell," I believe, means that we will be losing our religious freedom. Buying and selling, symbolically, as pointed out in Revelation, the 18th chapter, the merchants and their merchandise have to do with buying and selling philosophies, ideas, religious ideas, sharing our faith with others, practicing religion as we choose or not choose. That's freedom of religion. When it says people cannot buy or sell lest they have the mark, means that they can no longer practice and evangelize others on their own beliefs on religion. That's my understanding of this. If you want to continue to believe, it will affect your credit and your ability to buy at Walmart or anywhere else. That's your privilege, and time will tell, won't it? Some of these things we can speculate on as best we can, educated guesses. I like to let the Bible interpret itself rather than spin off in speculation. And so that's why I went to Revelation, the 18th chapter, to understand this. Then it says in verse 18, "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For the number is that of man, and its number is 666. Now you notice when I read that, I did not say that is the number of a man, but it's in the Greek, it says it's the number of man. Okay? Now, man's number is six. Man was created on the sixth day. Man was given 6 days to do all his labors, but the seventh is the Sabbath day. On it you shall rest. So man is given 6 days. He was created on the sixth day. The sabbatical years and the jubilee year, again, give the sabbatical years are after 6 years of work. Six stands for man. Man has been given 6,000 years to demonstrate what he will do. And man drifts into secular humanism or paganism, inventing a religion of his own, which is in essence idolatry. And so, the number six has to do with man. Now, 666, the number three represents unity. Numbers in the ancient mind represented different things. Four represented universal. Three is unity. Two is emphasis. Six is man. And seven is God's favorite number. And some say it stands for perfection. Completion, finished. God finished his work. 712 is a special number. 10 means all. And so we have the meaning of all these different numbers. 666, man's number repeated three times, means man is in unity in their rebellion against God. Because in the final analysis, the seven empires and the 10 horns, the 7 heads, 10 horns of the sea beast, are the puppet kingdoms of Satan through history. Man in his rebellion, inventing his own ways without God. And then God brings something new. The earth helped the woman. And so we have something refreshing. God played his card in the last days of Earth's history. He brought about a country that was founded on biblical principles. It had a Judeo-Christian culture. But again, it drifts away just like Israel drifted away from its founding and wanted to be like the nations around them, which spelled out its demise. America wants to be like the old world, so it says it makes an image or likeness to the first beast when the crowns are on the horns, which represents Europe. So secular humanism, the religion of America, is nothing other than paganism of the past. 666 represents man in unity worldwide, doing his own thing, reinventing God, reinventing religion, reinventing himself as God, you might say, and defining that which should be important. 666, I believe, simply represents man engraved upon, immovable in their rebellion, in unity together against God. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.